I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News, speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, we're approaching the Labor Day weekend. Let's talk about bluefish. You and I were speaking, and I had mentioned that I haven't caught any big bluefish in quite some time now, at least 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a bad season recently for bluefish, which is interesting. Everybody knows what bluefish are. They're one of the great game fish of Cape Cod. They're ferocious and aggressive, and they've got sharp teeth and strike lures hard. But for some reason, this season hasn't been great for a lot of big bluefish, and it's not just around Cape Cod. It's also up in the Boston area. We've been hearing the same thing. But we're not too worried about the bluefish population because we are seeing a lot of juvenile bluefish, and that's what we call snapper blues. So adult bluefish will spawn offshore, and then the juveniles will come inshore around this time of year. So we think the lack of adults that are around right now, we think they pretty much just stayed a little further offshore this year. They probably have enough to eat out there. They didn't bother coming in.
So this is a great time of year to find snapper blues as they move inshore, right? If you're going out to look for them, where are you going to want to look?
Well, what you want to do is look anywhere that the snapper blues can find something to eat. So it tends to be inshore and shallow areas, salt ponds, rivers, and good for us, harbors and marinas, usually around docks and piers. So that means it's real easy to go down to a dock or a pier, maybe around a boat launch, and it's a fun place to go and have good access to fishing for snapper blues.
And because you can go down to the dock and fish for them so easily, it's a great kind of fishing to do with kids.
It is. It's a good thing for kids, a good family activity, or really for anyone who's new to fishing or not very experienced. Like you said, the access is easy, and also with snapper blues, you don't have to cast far, and the action is usually pretty fast. You can use easy-to-handle, smaller gear, freshwater-sized rods and reels, and when you do hook fish, they're pretty manageable and easy to bring in.
If you're going for snapper blues, what are you going to toss at them?
They're small. They're about 6 inches or so right now, and they'll grow fast over the coming weeks. So you want to use small lures. Think about little trout-sized lures, or you can purchase what's called a snapper rig, and it's sold in most of the local tackle shops. And that is usually a small cork float attached to some kind of little sparkly tinsel fly. Sometimes they can be a little picky, so if you really want to ensure that you have good action, one thing you can do is put a little piece of bait under a float. And that might be the best way to go if you're fishing with kids. You can net some little minnows around the dock, and then if you catch one or two, cut them into little tiny pieces, put them on a hook under a bobber, and then you're guaranteed good action, and the kids also get to watch the bobber go under when a snapper blue grabs the bait.
Another nice thing about snapper blues, when you get into them, there's typically a lot of them around, and you can catch a number of them all at once, usually.
You can. You do have to still obey the rules for full-size bluefish, though. Just because they're small doesn't mean that you can fill a bucket with them. You still have to stick to just 10 fish per person.
Let's turn to the fishing action. Give us a sense of what's happening around the Cape and Islands right now.
Well, around the Cape, we're not the only ones who enjoy eating these little bluefish. Fluke will eat them, striped bass, and bigger bluefish. So it's all of the snapper blues coming in. It's kind of an influx of bait, and where you find them, you often find bigger fish eating them. For example, in the Cape Cod Canal right now, we've seen some pretty good action with striped bass, where stripers are chasing the little bluefish around. And you can even, if you like, catch the snapper blues and use them for bait. There are folks who do that. We'll catch them around the docks and then maybe go out in their boat and live-line them for stripers and blues.
How about bonito? Any more news on bonito?
Bonito fishing has been strong. It's been good around the Hooter Buoy, which is south of Martha's Vineyard, and also in Vineyard Sound on the Shoals. And a lot of people are reporting to us that when they're out fishing for bonito, they're also catching lots of aggressive black sea bass, which is a nice bycatch, another delicious eating fish.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.